The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio on Salem Media's flagship station in New York, New York. AM 970, The Answer, with Frankie Morano and Al Gattullo and Debbie Duhame. And you always at 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. We wanted to go right to Guy Buss Snodgrass. He's the former director of communications and chief speechwriter to Secretary of Defense James Mattis, former naval aviator and F-A-18 pilot. Hey, Guy, if I can call you that, sir, thank you for your service to the country, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me, and trust me, you guys are worth it. It was worth the service.
Oh, man, we appreciate it. Do I call you Guy Buss, Mr. Snodgrass? What was your rank? A guy should know this. What was I'm a military guy, yeah. And I always want to treat you with respect, sir.
No, I appreciate it. I retired as a Navy commander, but as you just mentioned, most people call me Buss by my call sign.
Oh, great. Well, we appreciate the service. You know, the Navy, and my pop was in the Army, but man, I'll tell you, what I keep thinking about is how tough was it for you to work with General Mattis? He seems like a tough guy. Or did you have a nice relationship? Was it a political tightrope? Tell us your relationship with the general, if you would.
You know, I think everybody, all of our relationship with the general, as you mentioned, he's a tough boss. And but guess what? There's no law or regulation that says you get to work for only like the nicest people. And it's not that he wasn't nice. He was just laser focused on America's military and laser focused on America's security and our standing in the world. And so as I look back over my service with him, you know, as you mentioned at the lead in, 2 decades as a Navy fighter pilot and then time as a Top Gun instructor. I mean, I had a great career, and wow, to be able to cap it off, wow, serving alongside General Mattis was just simply terrific.
Hey, man, I got to tell you, because I really am. We so support the United States military. And I really, as you come on the show, Buss, I'm in awe of what you could take that F-18 like that, man. I mean, just the gun, when you do, and forgive me, this is not, I have a list of questions that we put together that really have something to do with the news, but as a geek, you know, that never served, you know, but so appreciates the military, when you cranked up that F-A-18, I mean, what was that like with the power behind you, man? I mean, a thrill like I couldn't even imagine, sir.
Oh, I tell you what, you nailed it. Every time you heard those engines spool up, it was incredible. Even more so, as a Navy fighter pilot, I spent a lot of time at sea on board an aircraft carrier in the Middle East and in the Indo-Pacific. So for that catapult shot as you're getting launched off the front, and then, of course, as you come around at the end of the mission to do we call it an arrested landing, was amazing. And in fact, it's funny because the opening chapter in the book does just that. It brings the readers into an emergency I had in the airplane where my right engine explodes, and I share with the reader the skill sets that taught me, right? Staying calm under pressure, you know, as we say, aviate, navigate, communicate. And I talk about how those skill sets would serve me well while working for General Mattis.
Man, oh, man. This is great. We're talking with the Guy Buss Snodgrass, and former director of communications and chief speechwriter to Secretary of Defense James Mattis. When he spoke, though, Buss, he was always – was he self-conscious of his speech pattern? I read that. That's why I ask. So was it difficult to write with him because he was sensitive to that?
So what you're referring to is he has a mild, it's called a lateral lisp, and it means that some soft-sounding words, like S's, were difficult for him to pronounce. I wouldn't say I ever caught that he was self-conscious about it.
Yeah.
And what I would tell you, though, that's the importance of the relationship that I had and my speechwriters had with him, is that we would always want to set him up for success, right? You want him to look his
absolutely
best, sound his best.
Absolutely.
He represents America's military, so you give him those hard consonants, you know, you would give him a speech that made him look and sound his very best.
Yeah, so my cohort here in the studio, Frankie Five Burrows, Frank Morano, producer, you know, get out, and Tucker Carlson, you know, get out of Syria, get out of Syria. I never had the privilege to serve. I'm a bit of a hawk. I said chicken hawk is what I call myself, I guess, because I never did serve, you know. But but along the lines of my dad being the warrior he was in the United States Army Air Corps in the Second World War, I don't know that you pull out of Syria. I did not agree with the president with that. I know that you and General Mattis have been critical of the president's decision to withdraw from Syria. Do you think that will work out okay, sir?
I don't. I think that there is some concern there, right? There's two things at play. One is, just like I've heard Secretary Mattis say publicly, whether it was with the Iran agreement, meaning the nuclear agreement we had with Iran, or with the Kurds and how they served alongside us so incredibly well to help us defeat ISIS, you know, the terrorist group that has been wreaking havoc around the world. And so, one, when America gives her word, she should stand by it. And the other part of this is that you could withdraw from Syria, but there's a lot of things you should move into place beforehand. As we've all seen in the news, the Department of Defense, the Pentagon was caught on their back heel because of the fact that they just did not know that the president was going to tweet that withdrawal notice. And that's, there are those moments in the book. There's a lot of great things in the book about restoring America's military, what this administration has done to increase the budget, to make things stronger. But there are opportunities where we could communicate better. I feel strongly about that.
And you got to give the president credit for ordering that raid that took out Baghdadi and the number two right after him. Yes.
Oh, of course. I mean, at the end of the day, for a raid like that, it requires the president of the United States to make the go or no-go decision. In fact, I think a lot of people can remember back when President Clinton was in office and he passed on the opportunity to get Osama bin Laden. And imagine how history might have changed if you'd actually authorized that raid. So for President Trump to say, get al-Baghdadi and get his number two, was a very big success. It was a win for America and a win for, of course, all Americans.
Guy Bussa, Snodgrass, Commander, I know you got people pulling at you every which way. The book is Holding the Line Inside Trump's Pentagon with Secretary Mattis, Holding the Line. You got to check this book out on Amazon, please, by Guy Bussa, Snodgrass. You know, we appreciate your service, and I just got to ask you, if I can, one more question. The inside line on General Mattis with some of the people in the White House, Rex Tillerson, and I don't want to be a gossipy guy because, listen, you guys served like none of us could have served, sir. So, and General Mattis is a great warrior. I mean, but was he uncomfortable, do you think, Bus, you know, within that White House and with all the, you know, the political ramifications around him?
I think he was. I don't think that there's two ways about it. I think he was. He even, the book details in an entire chapter about how he wanted to minimize his contact with members of the press because, you know, these political waters are very different than being in uniform. And the last thing you want to do is say something publicly that could either undercut the president or put him in a bad policy position. So, you know, in some respects, when it came to the military, he could lead like no other. But when it came to some of the politics, I think that there was a little bit of concern about making sure that he didn't step on a landmine.
Yeah, man. Bus, thanks so much for your service. The name of the book, please, Holding the Line. Guy Bussa, Snodgrass, I tell you, you sound like a great guy. Please come back and join us. Keep us posted on how the book is doing. You sound like such a grounded individual for your stellar service for the United States of America, man. And we appreciate you joining us, my friend.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for your time today.
Yes, sir. Guy Bussa, Snodgrass, Commander, right there, Holding the Line. I'm always in awe of those guys. You know, Frankie, it is an awe. And I know, and thank you for letting me know he had a 915 hit he had to go to. But just to get into an F-18 like that, huh? Am I such a, you feel that? See, I'm the son of somebody who fought in the Second World War. When you fight in the Second World War, you have to bring out the facts. I meet people who are my age who had parents in the Second World War. Yeah, hey, what happened? Because they just, that greatest generation just did it. They never thought about it. But you're just enamored by it. I remember hearing the war stories. My pop would tell me what he went through. Just little incidents about somebody who was drinking too much. And I think I told you that story before and took out his weapon, started firing his weapon. And my father, as captain of 200 men in the United States Army Air Corps, had to talk the guy down. And then the next day, they're putting bombs on the plane to go bomb Hitler. I mean, it's just fascinating. So, it's just, I get enamored by that when we have the military.
Yeah, well, they're very tough. I can't imagine what it's like to you pilot an F-18. mean, that's wild. But I think the difference between World War II and the situation in the Middle East is, you know, in World War II, it was very clear who attacked us and who we were at war with. In Syria, and this is why I agree much more with President Trump than General Mattis or Mr. Snodgrass, although, you know, they're both real, real warriors. In Syria, you know, we were never attacked by Assad. And it's not really clear what America was still doing there in this permanent protection of the Kurds.
I wish I had a better argument for you.
You know,
I know.
I think, you know, America risks creating more monsters to slay by being involved in all these countries, you know, abroad. I mean, so if Russia wants to take over that role of being the policeman of the Middle East, I say good luck to him.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't see how it serves America's national security interests to keep spending blood and treasure on an Arab civil war in the Middle East. And I think what President Trump proved in ordering that raid is that you don't necessarily need a permanent American military presence there or in any of these other countries to go after terrorists. So I'm hoping, you know, that we'll see the same thing happen before the election in Afghanistan as well. So we'll see what happens.
Frankie Fiveboroughs, before we break, it's 9:15 right now, and Bernie Curry's going to join us. Michael Reagan as well on the show this morning. Roger Stone's trial, what's happening? What's going on? Why didn't we hear more about it?
Well, first of all, you know, we don't know what's going on. Because the federal government is not required to have cameras in the courtroom. And I wish Congress, I don't care if people are hard right wing or hard left wing, this is something that needs to change right away. Everybody ought to demand that their congressman mandate that there be cameras allowed in these federal courtrooms because it's criminal that we're not able to see what's going on. All right, so let me tell you what happened yesterday. A fascinating, fascinating day on a day where nothing was supposed to happen. So let's look at some of the people that are in this jury pool so far. So
how did you find out the information? Did it come out?
Well, there is press there.
Okay.
So the first woman brought in as a potential juror, Joe, this is the kind of people that are in the jury pool. First woman brought in. She was a communications chief in the Obama White House Office of Management and Budget. So she worked for Obama.
Wait.
So she worked for Obama. And her husband, it gets better. Her husband works at the Department of Justice's National Security Division. Roger is being prosecuted by the Department of Justice. So she works for Obama. The husband works for the DOJ. And so Roger's lawyers say, excuse me, Judge Jackson, you know, we'd like to strike the juror for cause. The judge says no. The juror says, no, I can be unbiased. Oh, judge says, oh, I'm sure she can. So this woman is still in the jury pool.
Oh, my God.
This is a kangaroo court. This is an Obama person and whose husband works for the DOJ who could be on Roger's jury. Now, they could use one of their peremptory strikes to remove this person, but then that's one less that they get to use for someone else.
The judge is the Amy...
Amy Jackson,
oh,
yeah.
She's just been...
Clearly.
Interesting.
Now, let me tell you about what happened. Now, this is not necessarily related to the facts of the case, but let me give you a little behind-the-scenes color of what happened. Okay. So Roger, he did not look well in court yesterday, and he got up and asked his wife to join him, and they left the courtroom. So I don't know if he was feeling ill or what the situation was.
Food poisoning, I heard.
Could have been. Then here's what happened afterwards. Right after he leaves the courtroom, I don't mean to laugh, but it's just odd
poison.
That so much is happening on a day like this.
Yeah, yeah.
But right after that, a person sitting in the back, member of the public, begins having a seizure. So the D.C. Fire Department came in and took the man out on a stretcher, but a person had a seizure right in the middle of the courtroom. So a tainted jury pool, a sick defendant, and members of the public having seizures. That's just on the first day, on a day where nothing was supposed to happen.
Is that out of the ordinary for Roger
Stone? No, it's not. You know what? The only thing that kills me, Joe, is that I'm here in New York. And
I need to be in this courtroom.
I need to be down there.
Well, listen.
This is a case where I wish it was being prosecuted by the Southern District so I could just go there after the show.
I know. Today, they go back in the courtroom?
Yeah, jury selection will continue today, yes.
Did you see Roger at the...
Anybody else who's worked for Obama? Please, feel free.
He was at the fundraiser in Miami. He was great. It was great, and he raised a lot of money down there.
Good. Good. I'm glad to hear that. You know, it's going to be interesting. It's a parade of, shall we say, interesting witnesses that are going to be testifying. So Randy Credico made his way down to Washington.
Oh, Lord.
Randy will make this into a total circus. Dr. Jerome Corsi is testifying as a prosecution witness. You know, Dr. Corsi can be an interesting person to listen to as well. Mm-hmm. Rumor is that Rick Gates and Steve Bannon are going to be testifying as well. So this is going to be a fascinating trial. It kills me that we can't watch this on television.
But it's amazing. And what is this all from? The Mueller probe. The Mueller probe. Collateral damage from the Mueller probe. It's the hoax, the witch hunt, and it's still going on, destroying lives. Hey, Bernie Kerik's going to join us momentarily. Michael Reagan as well, and you always at 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. But Commissioner Kerik will join us in a moment. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock, there's Debbie Duhaime on the roads looking out for you traffic-wise. Hiya, Debbie.
Hi, Joey. This month is actually Epilepsy Awareness Month, so it's very interesting that that person had the seizure yesterday.
Mm.
But, you know, we have family members with epilepsy and seizure disorder, so if you could ever read up on it, it's so important to know what to do if somebody has a seizure, to keep them on their side and to stay calm so that they're not nervous when they come out of it.
Oh, you're the best. God bless you, Deb. God bless you.
You know, what you can read up about. You can really help somebody when they go through that. Well, good morning to you, Joe. Let's take a ride, see what's happening right now on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound. Slowing down Clove Road, getting out toward the Verrazano Bridge. It's busy, Joe, on the FDR Drive north in the 70s with an accident just cleared out of the way. You're still seeing volume on the LIE westbound, getting out toward the BQE and approaching the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Southern State Parkway westbound at Straight Path, a collision over there. And on the LIE West at Ocean Ave out on the island, an accident here as well. Watch for delays on 287 South, right by Route 80, with a collision getting in toward Parsippany. And it's kind of busy on 287 South as well, getting down toward exit 55 and Wanacue and down toward Riverdale with construction. Garden State Parkway busy north at 138, accident getting up past Clark. And watch for slowdowns as you head over to the New York State Thruway South right at the Tappan Zee Bridge with an accident off on the shoulder. Partly cloudy today, high of 53. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager always looks at things from a different angle.
I was speaking to my producer, and he asked the question, will Americans tire of the left's hysterias? I think that when you have hysteria that is national and mass, and it is, of course, repeated constantly, it has an impact.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
God bless us. Everyone.
What's the biggest blessing you can imagine this Christmas season? How about having your mortgage or rent paid for in 2020? It's possible when you enter the Christmas Mortgage Miracle Sweepstakes. Enter once a day to increase your opportunities to win. See rules and conditions for details.
To our Merry Christmas. God bless us.
God bless us.
Enter the Christmas Mortgage Miracle Sweepstakes. Visit AM970TheAnswer.com. Sponsored by real estate and mortgage consultant Marco Danello. 973-768-0745.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Have you been curious about trading stock but don't know how to get started? With Tradeway, you can learn how for just $99.95. Come to the Marriott Marquis in Times Square on November 15th and 16th and find out where to begin. There's a full money-back guarantee. Call Tradeway at 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to Tradeway.com to sign up. That's Tradeway.com.
Good morning, Joe on the radio. All right, I'll give you to 9:30. Joey Generosity is going to give you an extra minute. You got 5 minutes plus first five callers. Next 5 minutes, you get that free multi-point inspection. You get that free oil change. You get that free filter from Route 22 Toyota. 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. 855-621-9949. You got to get. You don't have to deal with dummies. No back and forth. No shenanigans at Route 22 Toyota. Alex will give you the 0% APR financing I keep telling you about, up to 72 months for qualified buyers. He knows now, first five callers, next 5 minutes, if you call 855-621-9949, you're one of the first five callers, next 5 minutes, boom, free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota. They have a brand new customer lounge, brand new indoor automobile showroom, which is the largest in the state of New Jersey. I keep telling you about the state-of-the-art service center. Iggy's so proud of this. In the middle of dinner, Iggy will look and say, I love this new service center. He loves what he does, and you're going to love being there. That's why they're so good at what they do. It's a family at Route 22 Toyota. And now this to get you over there. They want to you to experience the new smart way to service. 855-621-9949. If you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, I'm giving you to 9:30 right now, okay? It's 9:25 right now. 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, free oil change, free filter from Route 22 Toyota. Right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. Or you can start here, please, Route22Toyota.com.
Everybody knows this guy. Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show. Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
9:26 with Joe on the radio. Commissioner Bernard Kirk is a former commissioner of the NYPD and author of the book, The Grave Above the Grave. Man, he's a hero from 9/11 and a cop's cop. Bernie, welcome back to the show, sir. Always a privilege to have you with us.
Thanks, Joe.
Commissioner, your reaction to Commissioner O'Neill's resignation, please.
Listen, he's a long career, a good career in the NYPD. I wish him all the best. You know, he's had a difficult time, I think, because he works for a mayor that's, you know, not one that is really supportive, although he tries to portray this public image of support for the cops. But, you know, we know better. It's public knowledge. He's not a big advocate for the cops. I think that made it difficult for Commissioner O'Neill. But you can't take away from O'Neill's tenure, his time in service, his achievements. This is a guy that started on the streets of New York City, worked his way up to the top spot, one of which is only about 44 of us have held.
Yeah.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Shea is the 44th or 45th. O'Neill should be credited for the continuation of crime decline in the city. He's looking forward to retirement, I'm sure.
Well, you know, he's got that new opportunity with Visa, which is, I think, going to be great for him. But, hey, Commissioner, I got to ask you, Bernie, because we've known each other for years. But, you know, when I talk with you, we have fun, we have laughs, you know, and then I see you on your serious side when you get so frustrated with what's happening in Washington. And then I was with the commissioner. I had the privilege of having a dinner with Commissioner Nigro and O'Neill last night, with the station. And I'll tell you what, I don't know how you function, Bernie. How do you do it when you're the head of the New York Police Department, man? All the things that and to watch Commissioner O'Neill having to go through all of those things, we don't know half the things that happen. And some of the things I can't even talk about that the commission I talked about, I don't want to break confidences, but how do you categorize that in your head, Bernie, as commissioner of the New York Police Department, man? And then go about your everyday life because you got life. You got 50,000 people under you, man. What a job, huh?
Yeah, it's mental chaos at times.
Yeah.
Look, under my command, I think we had 55,000,
wow.
41,000
wow.
uniformed, 14,000 civilians. I remember one time the L.A. sheriff came to the city and stopped by headquarters to see me, and we were talking, and he was talking about his numbers and how many he has working for him. I said, listen, I've got about 4,000 in this building, in headquarters alone. And he just looked at me dumbfounded. It's a big job. You know, you have 76 precincts. You have over 100 other commands. You have a SWAT team, Joe, that is in excess of 400 or 500 guys. I don't know what the numbers are for ESU today. These are things that no other department in the United States can compare to. And you're responsible for the 12 million people that visit, live, work, you know, go to school in the city on a daily basis.
Man.
So, you know, it's a big, big job.
Yeah. And you did a great, Bernie. We so appreciate your service. Hey, what about all these criminal justice reforms that are going to take place next year? Will that make it tougher to be a cop in New York City?
Well, it's going to make it tougher to be a cop. It's going to have a major impact, I think, on crime, low-level crime, quality-of-life crime, violent crime. You start eliminating, which this mayor has already done, where he's started diminishing the quality of life enforcement. Well, when you start doing that, you know, the bad guys seem to come out of the woodwork because it emboldens them. And then, you know, you start to see spikes in violent crime. I think you're going to see that. You know, the unfortunate thing is, Joe, the American people, not only in New York City, but around the country, they don't react to something, you know, like this until it gets so bad that they have no choice but to send somebody in to fix it. And I think what you're going to see is you're going to see a diminishment in New York City that takes you back to the early 90s. And when you do, then people will jump up and scream and yell and you know, come to their senses and get somebody in office that's going to get the city back on its track. You know, Giuliani started the renaissance of New York. Bloomberg maintained that for 12 years. And then this guy, the mayor there now, you know, he started diminishing all of these quality of life issues. And look, you know, the NYPD and Jimmy O'Neill, and rightfully so, they have to support the mayor in the ways they do. But at the end of the day, Joe, they can walk around New York City. That's all you have to do. The homeless, the panhandlers, the graffiti, the nonsense, it's all over. And it's growing. And you have to be an idiot not to see it. So for somebody like me and guys that have been around the city for a long time, that have seen the worst of the worst, seen it become the best of the best, you now see it reverting back to where it was in the early 90s, 80s, late 70s, and it's a shame.
You know, and it's nice, though, to see how through all of that and all the politics, Commissioner O'Neill and the NYPD has kept this city the safest big city in the United States. But then you see what happened yesterday, Bernie. New Yorkers passed a ballot question to strengthen the CCRB, that Citizens Commission Review Board, I mean, to give them subpoena power. That's not a good idea, huh?
Well, it's a stupid idea, number one. Number two, it's not like we don't have enough investigative authority already. We, you know what, Joe? This is a part of the national trend of moving to the left and creating this leftist, you know, government oversight, dictatorship type stuff. You know, it really bothers me. That you're going to have all this more enforcement of what they do now. If cops getting jammed up now, they got the department to worry about. They have the DA's office to worry about. They have the state attorney general to worry about. The FBI to worry about. So let's add another layer. Let's do something else to basically harass, torment, and torture these men and women who have an extremely difficult job working in a society today where there's all this entitlement and all these left-wing lunatics that want socialism in this country.
Yeah, it's so true. Hey, Commissioner, I appreciate your time, sir. What do we know about Dermot Shea? Do you know him personally, Bernie?
I don't. I've met him in passing. Look, you know, both him and O'Neill. You know, Joe, you know, it's kind of funny. I retired 18 years ago. You know, but I've been gone almost a guy's full career. You can retire in 20. I've been gone for 18.
Amazing.
Which it seems like yesterday. Shea and O'Neill, they were lower level executives in the department when I was around. But everything I've heard about Shea is good stuff. And I'll tell you one thing, Joe, real quick.
Yeah.
somebody sent me a message on a direct message on one of the social media sites. He said when he was a cop somewhere, he got in a jam and he called for an 85. That's a cop needs assistance. He said the guy that strolled up was a captain by the name of Shay. And it was this Shay, not his brother, this Shay, rolled up to help this cop on his own out of the blue.
Right.
And that's a big thing for cops. You know, when you have a captain that's out on patrol or you know, heading into his precinct that responds to a job to help a cop, you know, that's a big deal. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But I think given Shay's background, I think you got a good guy in the office.
Commissioner Bernard Kerik, before we let you go, Bernie, you were intimately involved in the Eddie Gallagher case, and I'm hearing the president is going to reinstate Eddie as a chief. Is that a done deal?
Well, according to sources that spoken to the president, yeah, I think he's going to address that. More importantly, Joe, I think he's going to get Clint Lawrence out of prison. He's been there for 7 years, and he's going to address the case with Goldstein. So I'm extremely excited. You know, I've been an advocate for these guys for many years now, and as you know, I was involved in the Gallagher case. Let these guys, you know, stop tormenting our special operations forces. Let them go out and do the job they were sworn and hired to do, and stop Monday morning quarterbacking every move they make. You know, you hire these guys, you train them to be the best of the best, and then you have a couple of idiots in Washington or somewhere else that wants to make a decision on how they would have, could have, should have killed a terrorist, when in fact those people making those decisions, they've never done it. They've never been in their shoes. They've never walked their walk.
Mm.
So I think that in itself has to be looked at the end of the day. It's good to get these cases done and have the president take this action. But I would like to see a committee or a commission appointed by the president to look at the United States criminal justice system, the military criminal justice system, UCMJ, and see if they can't stop this stuff from happening.
Wow. Commissioner Bernard Kerik. Bernie, thanks for your service, man, and always appreciate you joining us on the air, my friend.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, sir. Commissioner Bernard Kerik. 9:36 with Joe on the radio. Michael Reagan, son of former President Ronald Reagan and president of the Reagan Legacy Foundation. We're going to talk about Walkway to Victory with Michael. It's Piscopo in the morning, and we got Al Gattullo right here, right across from me. He's going to give you the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
50 degrees at 9:37. I'm Al Gattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The auction of Anthony Bourdain memorabilia is bringing in more than $1 million. What are you doing? What are you doing? Could you be more distracting?
What?
I'm trying to read the news. I look out of the corner of my eye, and this one is throwing
Junior Mints. I'm throwing him in the air. Watch this. Watch.
Yeah, Junior Mints. They're the best movie candy ever.
Got it. Yeah. I did it.
Chocolate, peppermint.
Oggy doggy.
Delicious.
Mm. I like goobers.
Very refreshing.
Okay. So I threw it up in the air and I caught it. Not bad.
Great.
Go ahead. Now. Am I distracting you?
Why? What's the point? All right. Anyway, the auction of Anthony Bourdain memorabilia bringing in more than $1 million. Nice. Good work, Joe. Items once owned by the celebrity chef and New Jersey native were auctioned off last month in East Harlem. Would you like an apple? No? Okay. His custom chef knife made of steel and meteorite sold for a record price of $230,000. Portions of the proceeds will benefit a scholarship at the Culinary Institute of America. No, Joe is not throwing any more Junior Mints in his mouth. Black Friday-type incentives coming tomorrow on November 7th. RetailMeNot.com is launching Cash Back Day. I'm not looking at you, Joe. For 24 hours, consumers can get up to 20% cash back on things bought online from big names like Amazon, Overstock, Home Depot, Expedia, and Macy's. Shoppers register at RetailMeNot.com, and cash comes back to them around 45 days later through Venmo or PayPal. The shopping day is so early in November, so people can get some extra cash back during the holiday season. In sports, Islanders winning streak now at 10 after a 4-1 win over the Senators in Brooklyn. Devils a 2-1 shootout win against Winnipeg. And as you heard right here on AM 970, The Answer last night, 13th-ranked Seton Hall slamming Wagner 105-71. Tonight, Syracuse hosts Virginia. The pregame is at 8:30. The tip-off is at 9 p.m. You can listen to it right here on AM 970, The Answer. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhaime's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you. Let's see what's happening here on the southbound New York State Thruway. Kind of busy, 14, getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge with an accident cleared. It's kind of busy as well over on the Sawmill southbound, getting down through Chappaqua with an accident cleared out of the way. Watch for slowdowns on the LIE West right at Ocean Avenue with an accident. Southern State West at 110, an accident still being cleaned up. Whitestone Bridge is busy into Queens. Some volume on the FDR Drive north through the 70s. With a collision cleared, LIE westbound slowing down through the BQE, busy approaching the Queens Midtown Tunnel. The outer bridge crossing is busy getting into Staten Island. Expect delays at the inbound GWB of 20 minutes. Lincoln 30, Holland still about 15 to 20, 287 South exit 40 into Parsippany. An accident, we're still seeing delays on 287 South getting down through Wanakewin in toward Riverdale with construction. And 287 South down by exit 12 in Franklin Township, a disabled vehicle. Partly cloudy today with a high of 53. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking garlic, and it works.
I've been taking garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take garlic every day. No garlic bread.
Lots of people like you are choosing garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
At Honig Conti Perino Insurance, protecting your business is our business. Just like you, we're business owners in Manhattan, navigating constantly changing regulations, dealing with staff changes, owning property, protecting ourselves, our employees, our business, and our bottom line. We understand what it means to run a business, especially in this city. Our doors have been open for over 100 years, and it's not because of slick sales. It's because we genuinely care about the people we protect, and that makes all the difference. When you work with Honig Conti Perino Insurance, you don't just get a policy. You get expert advice, a local firm who's been there before, a dedicated team who's looking out for your interests. See the difference for yourself by reaching out to us at honigconti.com. That's HONIGCONTE.com. Honig Conti Perino. Protecting your business is our business.
Okay, here we go. It's time for the Michaels of Brooklyn trivia question. You can win an entire case of that delicious, authentic, and always fresh Michaels of Brooklyn sauce. See, Al's trying to throw the Junior Mints into the air and into his mouth. It went down his shirt. It went down his shirt.
It did.
Good to all. Oh, jeez. I'm sorry. We're losing control. Al's got his face in his shirt looking for his Junior Mint. I said, I'll show you how to do it, Al. I am an expert at that. I'll tell you what, you will win an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce if you call 877-970-2999. Here is the Italian trivia question. Frankie Five Boroughs, are you ready? Christopher Columbus was born in which Italian port? Frank doesn't like that. Now, but Christopher Columbus was born.
I don't care that he doesn't like it. I write the questions.
I'm throwing the good Junior Mint boxes at you after Halloween. Okay, so now the phones are going to blow up in a second. You win an entire case of this great best sauce out there from Michael's of Brooklyn. Christopher Columbus was born in which Italian port? And if you can't get through on the lines today at 877-970-2999, we are giving away one more case in an online contest. Just go to, please, am970theanswer.com. Enter to win. You don't want to miss out on the best Italian sauce out there. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving up authentic tastes of Italy since 1964.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
It is with pride and respect we bring Michael Reagan to the airwaves, son of former President Ronald Reagan, president of the Reagan Legacy Foundation. Michael, welcome to the show, my friend. How are you doing this morning?
You know, I'm doing great. Thank you very much. I wish I knew the answer.
You know what? We do. We have so much fun. It gets late in the show. We get punchy. So thank you for joining us, man, because we want to talk about Walkway to Victory. We want to talk about the Reagan legacy, and we appreciate it. How you doing otherwise? All good in your life, Michael? Everything okay?
Hey, all is good. Listen, I got a great wife. We're celebrating our 44th wedding anniversary this week.
God bless you. Congratulations, man.
So we're excited about that. And, you know, we got a great daughter, great son, two great grandkids. We're... Couldn't be better, really.
You know what?
Things are good.
I know you're a great broadcaster in your own right, but I got the chance to be at the White House with your father. When I would parody him on Saturday Night Live, Michael, and yet still he invited me down. And when I met him, I tell this story many, many times when I do political speech. This is the man that changed my life. I shook his hand. He was warm. There was a genuineness in that I've not experienced. I looked right in his eye and I saw that the Gipper was the real deal. I mean, and just before we get on to Walkway to Victory, your memories, your feelings, your influence from Ronald Reagan to his son.
Well, he was the same with me as he was with you or anybody else. He was that kind of person. He made you feel good when you walked into the room.
Yeah, man.
And he knew how to laugh. You know, you pill him on Saturday Night Live, he would laugh because he found a way. He didn't have a thin skin. He was just that kind of a person. A real quick story. The day after he shot, my wife and I and the family go back. We're in Washington, D.C., of course. We flew back late at night. Ugh. See him at 10 o'clock the next morning at the hospital, 6 hours after he's off to bed, right? And I walk in the door, and he says to me, Michael, I said, yes, Dad. He says, if you're ever going to get shot, don't be wearing a new suit. And I said, excuse me? He says, well, I was shot yesterday. I said, well, yes, the world knows you were shot yesterday, Dad. He said, well, I was wearing a brand new suit. I just got in the day before, and that's why I tell you, don't wear a new suit if you're going to get shot. I said, okay. Then he goes on to say, he said, a young man who shot me. I said, yes, Hinckley. He said, yes, John Hinckley. He says, I understand his parents are in the oil business. Yes. I understand they live in Denver. Yeah. Well, do you think they have any money? I said, why? He says, do you think they'd ever just buy me a new suit?
That's great.
Now, who says that 6 hours after they're off the table, that close to death? This is the conversation I'm having with my dad 6 hours later.
That's a great story.
Do you think they'd buy me a new suit?
Michael Reagan, that's great, man. Michael, tell us exactly what you're doing with Walkway to Victory, sir.
This is really to honor the vets, the World War II vets, landed on D-Day, fought in the European theater, and literally saved the world. And we've been involved, Reagan Legacy Foundation, with St. Mary Glees in Normandy, France now for quite a few years. St. Mary Glees, first town freed by America, 4 a.m. in the morning of D-Day. If you saw the longest day, red buttons is hanging from the church steeple to St. Mary Glees, Normandy, France. All the paratroopers are going there. And we thought, what could we do? And so we partnered with the Airborne Museum there at St. Mary Glees to start bricking in the walkways all through the museum area and through that whole area from one building to the other with the names of those who, in fact, fought in the European theater in the Second World War. And people can go online and go to walkwaytovictory.com and buy a brick. It's $250. And what will happen is that brick will be laid in the ground at St. Mary Glees to remember that person for all time. And we started that just a little over a year ago. And in fact, if people don't have somebody that they know, they can donate to the Reagan Legacy Foundation, put in the credits, brick project, and we'll get the names. Which, trust me, we'll find the names. And so we're bricking in the walkways through the Airborne Museum area with the names of those who, in fact, fought in that European theater and saved the world. And you go to walkwaytovictory.com and get a brick.
God bless you for doing that, my papa. I know you're listening, and I appreciate you always allowing me to say many times how my father fought in the Second World War in the United States Army Air Corps. And he told me the horrors of it. And we were just talking about that earlier. Now, this is a permanent installation, not temporary, correct?
Oh, no, it's a permanent installation. And by the way, Veterans Day, it goes on all year long. Think of that all year long. Just don't do it on Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
It goes on all year long. And what we do is I have a video we send the people who purchased a brick that we did a couple of years ago.
Beautiful.
The Heroes of World War II. And if you've never been to St. Mary Glees or Normandy, it really is an educational spot to go and to actually physically see what these young 17 and 18-year-olds went through to save the world back in that day and age.
Look at you, man. Thank you for thinking of that. We got back from a trip in Italy. We took a station trip to Italy. And as I was out there and celebrating, went back to my grandfather's hometown in Avellino. And all I kept thinking about, Michael, to your point, was how my father went there because he spoke Italian. They sent him over there and how they had to flush the Nazis out of these little villages. And it was condensed, thick brush. I mean, I can't even imagine what they went through. Why is it so important to you, Michael Reagan, to remember the legacy of World War II veterans?
Because I don't think we don't teach it in school. And I think it's important that we teach the legacy and we share that story with our children. You know, my father was the first president to actually visit Normandy on D-Day.
Wow.
When you hear that speech, the one he gave
at
Point
Rock,
no president has ever visited Normandy on D-Day.
Yeah.
Oh. And since then, every president since then has gone to Normandy on D-Day to visit and to speak and what have you. So many firsts that my father did, the first to salute getting off Air Force One and so on and so forth. And so I think it's so important to remember what they did. A lot of this started because I was playing golf with a young man a few years ago before I got involved with Normandy. And he's 28 years old, and we're just talking. And he's, what are you doing? I said, well, forget what I do. I said, but I just got invited. I'm leaving tomorrow for Paris, and I'm driving out Saturday to Normandy. I've been asked to raise the American flag at the American Cemetery at Normandy, France, on Sunday.
Wow.
And he looked at me, and this 28-year-old kid looked at me and says, why is there an American Cemetery at Normandy? He had no idea why there's an American Cemetery in Normandy. I finally looked at him at the end of the round. I said, did you think D-Day was like the day your report card came home? Is that what you thought?
It was just so
absurd.
Man.
Here was this 28-year-old kid who had no idea why there was an American Cemetery. And I believe he was more the normal than the abnormal. And so I think it's incumbent upon, you know, some of us to do that, to go out there and say, hey, there is a story to this. It's, you know, the history of the country didn't start this morning when you got out of bed. It started a long time ago, and you've got to understand, you know, that history. And so we honor a vet on Veterans Day, understand what they actually gave up and went through, you know, 17 and 18-year-old kids wanting to put their lives on the line so you and I could do what we do.
That's exactly right. Carrying on the Reagan legacy in a stellar way, Michael Reagan, son of former President Ronald Reagan, president of the Reagan Legacy Foundation, walkwaytovictory.com. We all got to join in on this. This is spectacular, Michael. Hey, you're a great guy, man. Thanks for the laughs. Thanks for the thoughts. Thanks for the heart. Thanks for remembering, brother. God bless you for that. And please come back. You're welcome here anytime, my friend.
Thank you, Joe.
Michael Reagan right there, walkwaytovictory.com. Debbie on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Normandy, an amazing place, that's for sure. Good morning to you, Joe. LIE westbound at Queens Boulevard. An accident waiting for you there. Traffic moving slowly, 287 south, getting down toward exit 52 in toward Riverdale with some construction. 287 south, exit 12 down through Franklin Township. It's a disabled vehicle, and we're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic as you head over to the eastbound Gowanus. Stop-and-go getting up and out toward the Prospect. Southern State westbound at 110, a collision. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. I have a great Christmas gift idea for your conservative loved ones. Noble Gold has just released a new President Trump Commander-in-Chief coin. It's a beautiful limited edition collector's piece just in time for the 2020 re-election campaign. The front of this new silver 1 ounce coin features the bust of President Trump with his hand over his heart with the American flag flying behind him. The reverse side of the coin features President Trump's promise to the American people, we will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. We will make America great again. Noble Gold is giving my listeners a special offer. Use promo code Piscopo to receive $10 off and a free collector's case. Visit TrumpCoin2020.com. Use promo code Piscopo for $10 off the new Trump Commander-in-Chief coin, plus a new collector's case to display this beautiful silver commemorative coin. This offer is only valid for a limited time, so don't wait. Visit TrumpCoin2020.com. Promo code Piscopo.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Back in like January, February, I'd like get home, make myself something to eat, blah, blah, blah. My girlfriend works nights. By like 8:30, 8 o'clock, I'd be in bed. I'm sitting there thinking, okay, if this is what the rest of life is like, I'm doomed. Today is day 14 of me taking balance of nature. My energy level's through the roof. It took me like 5 years of hearing it on talk radio to actually try it. The difference is night and day.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Mostly sunny today, high 55. Clear much of tonight, down to 43 in Midtown, but 29 to 34 in some of the colder suburbs of northern New Jersey and the Hudson Valley. Some sun giving way to clouds tomorrow. It'll become breezy in the afternoon with rain arriving later, high 57. Rain early tomorrow night may mix with a change to a little wet snow before it ends in some northern and western suburbs. Breezy and turning colder, low 34. Friday, windy and colder with sun and clouds, high 42. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe. 956 with Joey on the radio telling you about John Bramnick's book, Why People Don't Like You, by the funniest lawyer in New Jersey. John Bramnick writes, it's funny, he's got little kind of pointers of what to, you know, really what you might want not want to say because it'll make people not like you. And it's funny, like, get your car checked out. This is rule 115. I can hear your muffler is about to fall off. While you might not care, I would rather not be behind you when it happens. And I can't stand when you're in the tunnel. That's so true. And you hear those little cars. Oh, it's like, please get your muffler checked, please. Another one about your car. Don't cover your car in stickers. You just advise the world how many kids you have, where they have their after-school activities, the size of your dog, in your hometown, you know, sleep day. Congrats, you were at the south of the border. That's quite an accomplishment. Hysterical. Stop with the stickers on your car. There's so many great. This is the book called Why People Don't Like You. It's a lot of fun. Great for a party if you're hanging out and you want to have some laughs with your friends from a very, very funny guy, John Bramnick, the funniest lawyer in the state of New Jersey. Why People Don't Like You is the name of the book. Got to check it out. It's a lot of fun. Please get your copy today at Amazon. Glory days? Is this not our glory days? Is this not our time? It's our time. Come on now.
Frank's favorite song.
These are our glory days, Bruce.
I heard a friend was a big baseball player back in high school. He could throw that speedball by you, make you look like a fool boy.
Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning. Oh, what a program. Frankie Five Boroughs, thanks for your hard work this morning.
Oh, thank you, Joe. You did the lion's share of it.
That's a lot. No, but it was great, and we appreciate Donald Trump Jr. By the way, the book is Triggered from Donald Trump Jr. You want to read Triggered. Dov Hyken, a great humanitarian, a great guy. The pilot, F-18 pilot, Guy Bus Snodgrass, his book as well, which you got to check that out. Holding the Line is the name of it. Nicole, we love Nicole. Malia Takas, Commissioner Bernard Couric. and Michael Reagan. WalkwayToVictory.com. How great is that? WalkwayToVictory.com. Great Ronald Reagan story about the suit. Great sense of humor. And how you missed that. Hey, it's a Joe on the Radio. Frankie Five Boroughs is here, and we will be back tomorrow. Albert, I'm going to throw this Junior Mint in your mouth. Here,
please
try
don't.
It. Try to catch
no.
it. Try
no.
to catch it. I'm going to
no.
throw it right now. No.
Throw. Come on. No.
I'll try it to you. I'll try it to you, Frankie. Here we go. Throwing it. Debbie, thank you.
Ah,
now, almost got it. Piscopo in the morning. Let's do it again tomorrow. Make it a great day. You deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
50 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattullo with local news first. He's throwing Junior Mints at me. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo is signing into effect a law that requires death certificates list the opioid used following fatal overdoses. The hope is that it makes data collection easier as officials look for ways to combat the growing problem. Governor Cuomo called it a common sense move that will help to eventually end the opioid crisis. The legislation takes effect immediately. There's a new option for mothers-to-be in New Jersey. Women with low-risk pregnancies can now have their babies in spa-like birthing suites. The suites will have midwives, soaking tubs, and lounges. The state's first ever birthing center at a hospital campus is opening at St. Peter's University Hospital in New Brunswick. In sports, Islanders over the Senators. Devils beat the Jets in a shootout. Seton Hall crushing Wagner.